So if you look at the structure of Omicron and compare it to the structure of previous strains, including Delta, the site where there is the most change is in the spike protein. So for any therapy that works against the virus through a mechanism that does not involve the spike protein, it is anticipated that Omicron will be favorably treated with the existing therapies. And so I'm talking specifically there about the antivirals, remdesivir, and the two new oral antivirals that hopefully will be approved in the relative near term. In terms of other modes of therapy for COVID disease at a hospitalized stage, so steroids and some of the other immunomodulatory agents, there's absolutely no reason to suspect that they will behave differently with Omicron variant infections should they require that level of care compared to Delta or any of the others. The place that it remains unknown is for those therapies that target the spike protein. And those therapies are the monoclonal antibodies, possibly convalescent plasma. And the reason I say possibly is that some of the governing bodies which advise on therapeutic use have recently changed their recommendations to not use convalescent plasma outside of the use of a clinical trial, and then, of course, vaccination.